Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, Siona is delusional thinking that artificial wombs would destroy any semblance of civilization. That a woman-only society would thrive, but a man-only society would self-destruct. LOL. It's the complete opposite, and she knows it, and that women would be obsolete. In a woman-only society, who would collect the trash and maintain the infrastructure? This is Cope from a proud owner of a cooch. A male-run society with artificial wombs would be a hyper-civilization, developing rapidly because we wouldn't have to put up with women's BS. Up next, this woman is trying to hype herself up for dates with ugly hinge men, because if she doesn't find a boyfriend soon, it's going to be detrimental to her. Has she tried looking in the mirror? She wants the top 5% of guys while being the lower 50% of women. And her choice is now to be alone forever or to date men she doesn't find all that attractive. She looks like she's at least 40 or 50 pounds overweight. Probably weighs 250 pounds. Her optionality is rather limited. Number 3, here's more talk about how men are obsolete, except for procreation, from Benjamin Smith. More like Benjamin Simp. He says that women can find other ways to get themselves off, and that speaking as a man, most men are horrid to be around. Why do men like this hate themselves so much? He's probably pretending because he wants some woman to see value in him because he's got female-owned group preference, even though he's a man. Virtue signaling to get laid, it seems. Moving on, is the tattoo culture gone so out of hand recently that you're like me and have to watch older corn from the 2000s and early 2010s to avoid women like this covered in tacky tattoos? I fell for tatted-up women as a fetish about 15 years ago now. They were hot if it was just one woman. Now they look like they're using their bodies as back alleys for graffiti. I started watching Asian corn because they hardly have any tattoos. Number 5, this guy says he's all healed up and he hopes that somebody sends him the same type of girl again that it's hurt him before. But I suspect this chat is lying. He's probably going to hurt them instead by promising commitment but then leaving them. It's really sad these days because most women just copy-paste what other ladies do. Also, what's with people switching their driver's seat to the other side when they take pictures or make videos? It's retarded. You aren't British. Up next, the Amish have a 4% obesity rate, which is 90 times lower than other American groups. They live longer than the general population and are way above replacement fertility. So what's their secret? It's all about little to no technology to light up the dopamine reward centers in their brains. They also know their cultural, behavioral, and wardrobe expectations too. But without a country like America to protect them, they would have to be corrupted by the world as well. Hiding out is not the answer longer term. Number 7, this woman is upset because her ex-husband told her that after 40, she wouldn't be able to find a boyfriend. Now she's 39 and single and starting to panic. My guess is that her ex-husband was probably the best man that she could ever get, and she thought that she could monkey branch to somebody better. She looks like a 4 and probably wants a 10. I'm being generous calling her a 4 though. This picture smells like cats to me. Moving on, the Democrats have spent $20 million to find out why young men shifted to voting to the right. But why wouldn't they start voting for the right? Have you seen the quality of women on the left lately? They look like overweight clowns covered in graffiti. The left is freaking out because even the young Latinos and black men are starting to vote for the right in record numbers. I shouldn't say any more because you never interrupt your enemy when he, or in this case, they, them, are making a mistake. Number 9, it's been 5 years since the cops beat up this poor man after a bank teller mistaken his erection for a pistol. This really happened in a major city. They just didn't beat him up, though. He was shot 12 times by cops because of his pocket rocket. Just kidding. It's all satire. But I probably had you going there for a second. Anyways, note to self, don't rob banks with a boner just in case. This would make a great scene in a film. Up next, this woman's bitterness is so sweet. She says that now that she's mature, she realizes that grown men date young girls because they're just bums who can't handle a grown woman their own age. But for some reason, this didn't bother her when she was 20. We can handle them, we just don't like the aged looks, attitude, and emotional baggage. She can't blame herself for being old, for not getting the men that she wants. So instead she's going to blame men. Number 11, this guy says that he thinks that God's next test for him should be to see how he handles a ridiculous amount of money. Hopefully I'll be tested like that in the next few years. I'm on course for it now, and the millions I've made up to this point are barely enough to live a middle-class existence in Toronto. The real test comes between 5 and 10 million. but I need the money to retire early because of health issues. I can do that now, so it's not exactly a test yet. But the temptation for Aston Martins and vintage Ferrari Testarossas is already here. Moving on are Japanese women honorary whites because they like white guys so much. What's with them wanting to give you a son that looks exactly like Elliot Rodger? But Western women say that only incels in the West and old baby boomers marry women in the Far East. Those guys have no idea what type of long-term pain they're asking for. The more intelligent the woman, the more likely she is to make your life a living hell. I don't care about how feminine or thin she looks on the outside. Japanese women are like atomic peppers covered in sweet, sweet chocolates. Number 13, the New York Federal Reserve finds a significant share of companies raising prices on goods not affected by tariffs. Is anyone really surprised at this point? Grocery stores did the same thing during COVID inflation. Companies will use any crisis to raise their prices. And the MAGA camp thinks that Trump is protecting US labor. Meanwhile, all those manufacturing jobs that do return to America, many of them will be automated with robotics. Up next is popular beauty influencer from Taiwan passed away from a sudden illness. And no, it doesn't look like it was COVID related. Instead, it was probably because she was eating makeup. She was probably that one kid in school that also ate all the glue. Women are literally turning themselves into makeup these days. Meanwhile, there are 500-pound mukbangers that are still alive, so I guess the beauty isn't on the inside after all. Maybe my thesis about Asian women being smart is kind of wrong. Number 15, this has to be the most underrated red pill post Trump has ever made. He says that Steve Jobs dies and leaves his wife billions of dollars and she finds a boyfriend. The sad part is that men are disposable. Jobs could have lived longer if he aggressively treated his cancer instead of stressing himself out to build the iPod, iMac, iPhone, and iPad. All the inflammation from the stress probably contributed to the growth of cancer. Moving on, here's the woman that's supposed to bring men back to the left. She says she lost 5 pounds and has a lot of liberal men coming to visit her. That MAGA is mad and she loves herself and that life is good. She lies, though, because there are no hot liberal men coming for her. Congratulations on losing 5 pounds. Only 300 left to go, and those 5 pounds are probably from just going to do a number two. She's so overweight that even her nose is fat. Number 17, if society demonizes us men and tells us they don't need us, then they have no right to complain when many of us go our own way. But they will complain and demonize us harder, by shaming us and say that we need to return to the plantation. What they really fear is the trend of men checking out catches on, and the top 5% of men go their own way from them. That's what they really care about. But those guys have options, so they don't really care. They smash without commitment anyway. Women think that men have a hive mind, so if some of us go our own way, then all of us will do the same. Up next, here's the GDP per capita in capitalist South Korea versus communist North Korea. Yet there are so many young people out there that want socialism. Why are they like that? Because they're too young to remember the Soviet Union and the fall of the Berlin Wall. Plus, they're young and idealistic and want free stuff without having to work for it. Remember, if you're a college student, odds are you've never had to work a job in your entire life. Number 19, when Europeans arrived in Australia, the Aboriginals had 35,000 years to develop civilization. But we're still living in the Stone Age. What do you expect when your average IQ is that of an 11-year-old European child? The Australian government once gave Aboriginals homes decades ago, and when they came back, they tore them apart for some reason. The Australian environment was predator-free, and hunting animals was so easy. You just walked up to them and whacked them in the head. When life is easy, you don't have to evolve intelligence to survive. Moving on, people are saying that Poland is great and an economic miracle has happened there, but its fertility rates are the lowest in Europe right now. Fertility rates are collapsing everywhere because affluence equals lower fertility. Add Tinder and the dating apps to the mix, and it's over for the human race outside of surrogacy, cloning, and possibly artificial wombs. Whoever comes up with the solution for the fertility collapse will be remembered as a hero for thousands of years to come. Number 21, some people are suggesting that Poland brings an enrichment like this to help their demographics, the way that Ireland has with their Somalian leprechauns. Who would have predicted that the future of the human race would look like the film The Children of Men instead of Star Trek? Arab fertility rates are also falling faster than European ones, based on a percentage basis. Looks like humans need to stop using their brains and start using their balls to make babies again. Up next, Sandy Stone is the first trans woman inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. I see nothing wrong with this. Women invade male spaces all the time. It's about time we put on dresses and invaded theirs instead. These days, many men make better women than women do. Is there really anything that men aren't better at than women? leave your comments about it below. To think that this is someone's dad or son is just so wild. Also, how come there's no men's Hall of Fame? Number 23 Sophie says we can't have a feminist future without abolishing the family. Without families, there's no human race until we're grown in artificial wombs or through surrogacy. And in a world like that, men will use technology to reproduce, and women's populations will collapse. She's probably just saying this because she's bitter and lonely, because she didn't have a family of her own, and misery loves company. Here's what she looks like now. Moving on, this teacher gave oral to a 15-year-old boy, instead of the old in-out, so that he could still stay pure. Looks like we have a woman doing the Lord's work. She's a real miracle worker, it seems. Which teacher grapist of the year is this? We're probably up to number 40 by now. I just know what many of you are thinking right now. Where was she when I was 15? Relax, she wouldn't want you because you weren't a junior Chad. Women, after all, have standards and won't just molest any old male teenager. Number 25 and the last one, in an alternate universe, in reality, this is what Miss Piggy is doing. Doesn't she look like a fine piece of ham? I hope that I just ruined as many childhoods as I could. Gonzo's in the back operating the boom, and you just know that Kermit is probably Ron Jeremy's fluffer. After he finishes with her, she probably provides her very own meal that you can season with this fine pork rub product. Looks like she's being spit roasted by Pinocchio's nose. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.